We're joined now by Angie Everhart. 50 Years of Beautiful doesn't even begin to describe how gorgeous Angie Everhart is, and she joins us this morning on The Attack. How are you, Angie? Bob Black, Joe Spano. How are you, Angie? It's really great to have you aboard. And let's talk a little bit about it. Sports Illustrated Swimsuit, 50 Years of Beautiful, a two-hour TV special celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Sports Illustrated Swimsuit issue. Break it down for us a little bit.
Well, you know, it's all the girls that from years past that have done Sports Illustrated. I did it four times. I was the first redhead in the magazine. And, it was a fun job to do. It's like the most prestigious job in modeling.
No question about it. It's going to be a two-hour celebration and well worth celebrating. You also have a brand-new movie out called The Wedding Pact. It's an independent film. Give us a little background on that and a little bit of plot line.
Well, the movie's about two best friends that make a pact that if 10 years after graduating from college that they're not married, that they'll marry each other.
Okay. I guess that friend
comedy.
10 years ago wanted to marry you then. Because that's the thing about the male friend with the female. He usually is our friend because he likes her.
You know, that happened.
I like that.
Absolutely. I never had a friend I didn't want to...
Yeah.
And there you go.
And we didn't... Yeah, okay. I had a couple of those friends, too. Angie, you know, it's the shelf life in your industry sometimes is very short, and you're a survivor. Let's talk about that a little bit. Over the years, how have you managed to survive and stay on top in your industry?
Well, you know, the acting industry is pretty brutal, and I've just been very lucky. I'm a little bit different than everybody else. You know, the red hair has kept me going, and, you know, it's I don't know, I guess maybe, you know, it's a little bit of talent in there somewhere. But, you know, it's just hard work. You keep going. If, you know, they can't keep you down. They can't push you down if you don't keep trying, you know. You got to keep going.
And I guess that you talk about talent. Talent's clearly there. Beauty's clearly there. But give yourself some credit, because this is the thing I notice about survivors like you as they move along in the business. It's the ability to evolve from the parts you played to the parts you're playing now. It's that growth process and the versatility and evolution. I think that's where somebody as talented as you is able to make it, and that's what makes you shine.
Well, you know, I've changed over the years. You know, I used to do a lot of nude scenes in movies, and which was, you know, the kind of movies that they would book me on. And now I get to play a little bit more interesting characters. And, cause, you know, I have a son now, and I don't want to be taking my clothes off in all the movies that I do. And the parts are better. You know, this movie is a romantic comedy, and we shot it here in Valencia in California, and we have blast shooting this movie. I mean, going to work every day, working with your friends, and having parts that, you know, that you don't die in.
Well, no, that makes a difference, too. Are you finding that you're getting more and more choice scripts? I mean, that stuff is starting to come to you now that perhaps because of the fact you're not a kid anymore, they're taking you more seriously as an actress, and that end of it is able to shine a little more?
Absolutely. But, you know, also the women in movies have evolved, and there's a lot meatier roles for women these days. It's really great how, you know, women are empowered now. And, you know, go women. I'm all for it.
Are you a sports fan?
Absolutely. I'm such a Peyton Manning fan, it's ridiculous. I've been a Peyton Manning fan because I'm from Ohio, and he's like the closest thing to greatness to us. So I've loved him for years and years and years. If you follow me on Twitter, which is @AngieEverhart, you'll see, I talk about Peyton. And, like, I tell my boyfriend, I said, the only man I'll ever leave you for, honey, is Peyton Manning.
I think Peyton's wife may have something to say about that, but hey.
Yeah, probably.
But you're pretty stiff competition. Well, let's I want to get the information out there so that everybody knows where to go and when to be there. You know, again, the movie is called The Wedding Pact. It's premiering.
The Wedding Pact, It's premiering February 4th on video on demand, DVD, and just about any cable network in the country.
And the Sports Illustrated swimsuit, 50 Years of Beautiful, on NBC Monday, February 3rd, 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific. Is that correct?
Absolutely. You got
All
it.
All right. I like when I hit the home run because we want to make sure people know where to go to see these projects that you're a part of. I think it's very important we let them know where to go and how to get there.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Angie, we appreciate the couple of minutes. Where are you going to be watching the Super Bowl?
I'm flying to New York. I'm doing Katie Couric on Monday. So the director and I, we're flying to New York on Saturday night.
Oh, okay. So you're going to be at the game or are you going to be checking it out in one of the hot spots in New York?
Oh, no. I'll be nice and toasty in some hot spot. I'm not going to freeze my buns off. I love Peyton Manning, but not that much.
I like the way you think. Real quick, we know you're a huge Peyton Manning fan. Do you have a prediction on the game?
Yeah, that Peyton's going to win.
All right. Well, she takes the Denver Broncos like just about everybody that we've had on
over
the last week.
We'll put her in the check column for Denver. Angie, we appreciate the couple minutes. Good luck with these projects and all projects in the future. We'd love to have you back on
the
line.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye now. That was Angie Everhart joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack, Bob, talking about her latest projects and some of the work that she's done in the past and her love and admiration of Peyton Manning.
Well, the only way we're having her back on is if she breaks up with the current boyfriend.
There you go. I like the way you think. She'd be perfect for you.
Absolutely.
Like I said, I'd consider her, but she's outside of my demographic.
This is true, but she'd be perfect for me.